In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:26, the lot on Matthias, and he was enrolled with the 11 apostles. Perhaps you remember those school days during recess when two captains would pick teams. Of course, they always chose the best players first. And if you were one of the last to join the team, and especially when you didn't play that well, they might say to you, "Who picked you?" Is that perhaps how Matthias felt on the day he was made a replacement for Judas? After all, Jesus himself had chosen the 12, and they had accompanied him everywhere. He had taught them, heard them to be his followers. There was even some rivalry group over who was most important. Even a pushy mother, right? After Judas had betrayed Jesus, then, they had hung Jesus on a cross. And in despair, Judas ended his life. Now, Matthias was the 13th one to be chosen. They looked for someone who had been with Jesus from his baptism all the way through the ministry, and there were two candidates, Joseph called Barsabbas and Matthias. And they prayed to God which one should be chosen. Which would be God's choice? And the lot fell on Matthias. Who chose Matthias? God did. In a similar way, we can ask, who picked you for the ministry? It may be a question that you're asking yourself on this first day of summer school, or perhaps the first day of studying Greek or Hebrew. Was it friends in the church? Was it a screening committee? Was it an admissions committee? Was it someone from your family who urged you to do this? Or did you just nominate yourself? Well, this is a moment to take the opportunity to know that God's hand was in it. Who really picked you? Did God not turn you from an enemy into a follower of Jesus? Did God not call you with the gospel? Did God not baptize you and make you his own child so that you could call him Father? Did God not give you the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sins so that you could be strengthened in your faith and in your service? Did God not answer your prayers for direction in life? Did God not bring you to this time and place and to this very moment for further training in his service? To attribute all that to the allure of the world with its seeking after money and power and prestige would be silly. To say that the devil made me do it is absurd. To say that your flesh drew you into this hard work and preparation for godly tasks seems unlikely. To say that your friends or family or that someone in the church talked you into it avoids the truth. To say that you alone made this decision is surely a lie. Who picked you for this? Admit it. God did. And here's the mystery. God works spiritually through word and sacrament to change our hearts, to draw us into service that we didn't imagine we could take on. The Holy Spirit uses such means when and where he chooses to call, to gather, to enlighten, and to sanctify. Yes, when we seek God's influence, we turn to his word. There we find the kind of God who truly is one whose word can be trusted. For he is the one who would pick his own son to die on the tree of the cross for us. This is a God that can be trusted and followed and obeyed. For this is a God who loves us. By his word and water, we were picked to be his sons and daughters. By his word, which creates the meal, we are fed with heavenly food, the Lord's own body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. This is the God whose name we call on in our prayers. He leads, he guides, he makes us salt and light to the world. And blessed be God, for he picks us, he makes us willing servants, he brings us here, he sustains us in our service, wherever that will take us, even to places we can't yet imagine. Who picked you? Who picked me? As the lot fell on Matthias, so too we can say, God did. Remember that each class day when you gather here for word and prayer. And so may the Lord continue to strengthen and bless us along the paths that he shows us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.